Support for this program by Fairbanks, Alaska, the Golden Heart City. Go see a Gold Panners game. Visit downtown art galleries or drive out to Chena Hot Springs. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Vice President Kamala Harris hosted a Native vote discussion Tuesday with tribal leaders and voting advocates. In opening remarks, Harris mentioned barriers, including lack of access to polls. Harris says the administration is listening to tribes. Here's part of her remarks, which aired on C-SPAN.
We have been engaged with consultation with the tribes and tribal leaders in recognition of the government-to-government relationship and in recognition, therefore, of the need to consult with these leaders to make sure that whatever it is that we are doing to fix the problems, it is informed by what the leaders tell us are, in fact, the problems.
Leaders and advocates from five states took part in the meeting. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta in western Alaska is the second largest region in the U.S. without access to high-speed internet, but not for long. As KYUK's Greg Kim reports, one tribe plans to beam down broadband speeds from space.
The current state of internet access in the YK Delta is abysmal. $300 a month buys you internet service 100 times slower than what's offered in many U.S. cities. So the Akyak Native community, a YK Delta tribe, decided to take matters into its own hands. Using newly launched satellites, Akyak plans to install broadband internet by November of this year. Tribal Chief Mike Williams Sr. is excited for all the ways broadband could change life in Akyak.
It's going to improve the quality of life in all areas, healthcare, education, economic development, and other services. But we're so excited about catching up to the digital world.
Low Earth Orbit, or LEO satellites, will beam internet service into Akyak. The satellites are owned by OneWeb. Last month, OneWeb announced it had launched enough satellites to provide service to all of Alaska. Akyak says that will more than double internet speeds, have a higher data cap, and cost less than the current option. Other tribes in the YK Delta are following Akyak's lead. About half the tribes in the region have joined a consortium that will help them set up the same internet system in their community as Akyak's. They're planning on paying for it with a federal grant that has nearly $1 billion available for tribes to expand broadband access. The deadline to apply is September 1st. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.
This year's class of Crow Reservation rookie firefighters in Montana were sent to their first blaze the same day they graduated training school. Taylor Stagner has more.
The Buffalo Pastor Fire earlier this month became a training ground for Crow firefighting rookies to test out newly learned skills. How fire works chemically, different approaches to fighting fire, and how to stay safe were all part of the curriculum. Carl Bighair ran the rookie school and says the opportunity for hands-on experience was an excellent way to test what they learned over the week of training.
This was a good opportunity for them to experience the whole thing, actually decline right on a fire.
Bighair says he sees the need for more firefighters in the near future, especially as fire season is expected to become more intense as summer continues. Last year, the Crow Reservation had 21 rookie firefighters. This year, only 7. Second-year firefighter Deshauna Anderson said that while there are fewer rookies this year, she's really impressed with their quality.
I feel like more of them are more determined to firefight, and I see them more on the line and willing to dig line and get things done, and I feel like this fire season is a lot hotter than last year.
For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. This show is supported by the FX original series, Reservation Dogs. From Sterling Harjo and Taika Waititi, Reservation Dogs follows the adventures of four indigenous teens in rural Oklahoma. Reservation Dogs, streaming August 9th, exclusively FX on Hulu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.